When Barnaby Joyce first appeared on the scene as a maverick national senator from Queensland, I gotta say, I wasn't a fan. During the Howard years, he was deliberately disruptive and belligerent. Best way to describe him was he was a distraction. Over the years, he mellowed, and as I got to know him better, I became a bit of a fan. He was a straight shooter, he genuinely cared about rural and regional Australia, and he was prepared to say things that others were afraid to say. And I always admired his refusal to get involved in the distractions of politics, instead choosing to focus on the substance. However, as we all know, he soon became the distraction again, and he continues to be the distraction. Worse still, his ego has gotten the better of him now, and everything is all about him. We can't afford politicians like him sucking the oxygen out of important debates. We've got Pauline Hanson and Clive Palmer dancing on the fringes for that. It's no place for a mainstream MP. Barnaby's latest stunt is tantamount to an admission that his time is up. He's threatened to resign from the Nationals and sit on the crossbenches if four of his colleagues publicly state that they've lost faith in him. Well, he is hoping that they do. But Barnaby, I got to tell you this, sitting on the crossbenches and being a pain in the ass is not the answer. It's time to get out of the way altogether. Stop distracting us from the real issues. Take your own advice and get out of the way. It's time that our politicians govern the country, not showboat it for the sake of their own egos. 13 27 10 is the number.